You gave me my hands to reach out to men, to show them your love and your perfect plan. You gave me I can hear your voice so clear. I can hear the cries of sinners, but can I wipe away their tears? Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say my story. And I am available to you. If you want to be used by God on today, wherever you are, go ahead and just give him some worship. Put your hands together, shout amen, whatever that looks like for you. Good morning, good morning. I first want to, of course, give honor to God, because without him, none of this is possible. I want to give honor to the head of this house. Thank you so much for letting me come in. This place is nice, y'all. I've never been in here. I like it. It's gorgeous. And to my new friend, Sister Moore. We've been chatting on the phone. Thank you so much for the invitation. Thank you all for trusting me with this moment. And I also want to give a special shout out to the pastor of my house, my husband, the amazing Vicente Coveney. Thank you for being here, boo. All right. So we're talking about being ambassadors for Christ, even in the midst of troubled times. So we're just going to jump right in after I say a quick prayer. Father God, we just thank you so much for this moment, God. Lord, we thank you because you are here. God, we feel your presence. We feel your spirit, Lord. Lord, we thank you for everything that has taken place thus far in this service, Lord. And we pray that you would continue to just rest in this place, God. Lord, I pray for your anointing and for your power. And I pray that you would hide me behind your cross, God. Lord, give me the words to say, God, and just blur out the words on this screen that you don't want me to share, God. I want to be used by you to bless your people. So have your way in this moment, Jesus. Amen. All right. So let's start with a little definition. What is an ambassador? An ambassador is a messenger or representative sent by a country to a foreign country for a special and often temporary diplomatic assignment. Ambassadors also represent their country of origin in place of their president or their leader. The foreign government to which an ambassador is assigned must first approve of the person. So how do we become ambassadors for Christ? What does that look like? It sounds like a really big responsibility to be an ambassador for the kingdom of God. Well, I would assume it looks similar to any type of representative of any group. Think about it. Have you ever had someone knock on your door trying to sell you something? Pre-COVID, of course. They knock on the door now, we're not answering. As soon as you look out the window or you look out the peephole, you'll probably know who sent them just by looking at them. They're going to have on some type of uniform, or you'll see a logo on their clothes or on an item that's in their possession. Now, if you choose to open the door and give them a chance to speak, you'll begin to hear things that further let you know who they represent. They're going to talk about the group or the person who sent them because that is their job. They're going to speak highly of said person or group because that is their job. They're going to be friendly and wear a smile because they want to put their best foot forward so that they can win you over and gain you as a new customer. That is their job, to represent someone or something in a way that is appealing to you and I, the potential customer. And I'm pretty sure they've gone through a lot of training and learned a lot about their organization or company before ever knocking on your door. Likewise, if we are to be ambassadors of the kingdom of God, our actions should reflect the kingdom. The things we do, the things we say, the way in which we carry ourselves should be in line with the kingdom of God. And we should also be training and learning about our organization so that we are well prepared to win over the potential customers for the kingdom. Thank God for the Bible, because it's the handbook for ambassadors. This is where our training and our preparation comes from. The Bible gives us exactly what we need when it comes to how to be an effective ambassador. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the characteristics that an ambassador for Christ should have." So let's walk through each of these elements. Love. Why is love important? This may be the most important requirement of a representative of the kingdom of God, because God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 8 says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." You can't represent God if you don't have love. So what about joy? Why is joy important? If we're truly trying to win souls and expand the kingdom, joy is crucial. Think about it. That company rep that knocked on your door, would you become a new customer if they rolled up looking all mad or looking sad, upset, disappointed? You'd want to know, what are these people doing to you at this job? Nothing about that is appealing to any normal human being, but joy is appealing. Joy is what everybody is craving, even though a lot of people don't even realize it. If they see you have the secret to a life full of joy, you got them. What about peace? Why is peace important? Peace is a gift from Jesus himself. In John chapter 14, verse 27, it says, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." Matthew 5 and 9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Peace is a key part of our identity as sons and daughters of the Most High, as a representative of the kingdom. What about forbearance, also known as patience? Why do we need that as ambassadors of Christ? Because not every person you approach or talk to about God will take the bait. Sometimes it's just your job to plant the seed, and you won't even get the opportunity to witness the blossoming of that seed. As a matter of fact, it may be years before the seed even turns into anything. The Bible tells us not to be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap a harvest if we faint not. It's also an attribute of love. Patience is an attribute of love. Love is patient. So patience is an expression of love, meaning it's also an expression of God, because God is love. What about kindness? Why is kindness important? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 says, "Be kind to one another." Straight straight to the point. Be kind to one another. In this passage, Paul has written a letter regarding what each member of the church must be if the church is to carry out her part in God's plan. What is God's plan? For us to be ambassadors for the kingdom, for us to represent well and win souls, and we can't do that if we're not being kind. What about goodness? Why is goodness important? Goodness refers to selfless care for others. That kind of reminds me of Jesus. Jesus was the very definition of goodness. And if we are going to represent him, our leader, then we have to practice that same goodness, that selfless care for others. What about faithfulness? Why is faithfulness important? Faithfulness comes from a place of trust and loyalty, and it requires us to submit our ways to God. You can't be an ambassador of the kingdom if you're not willing to let go of those ways you have that are not of God. I mean, you gotta at least have a desire to wanna let go of those ways. You can't just be skipping through the meadow holding hands with your sin, calling yourself an ambassador. You gotta walk it like you talk it, as the young folks say. I think that's what they're saying nowadays. I don't know. What about gentleness? Why is gentleness important? Philippians 4:5 says to let your gentleness be known to all men. Why does God want those he is working with to be concerned with how gentle they are? God has all the power in the universe, yet he is gentle with us. And he wants us to learn to be like him. That way, when he gives us power, he knows that we will not use it cruelly or rashly. Self-control. Why is self-control important? Self-control is not merely about temperament. It is about resisting the temptation to break God's law and react to others without demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit in our thoughts and actions. The Apostle Paul wrote about bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Since thoughts lead to actions, this includes controlling ourselves completely despite the pulls of temptation. It takes all these parts of the fruit of the Spirit in order for us to be true ambassadors of the kingdom. And once you become an ambassador, it's a lifetime assignment. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13 says, "So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service." That's that life of an ambassador. "So that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ." We're all children of God who've been blessed with various gifts for the purpose of building up the kingdom. And we are to do so, the first word of verse 13 says, until. Until what? Until you get older and your knees hurt? No. Abram was 75 when God called him to pick up and go. Until you end up with a fool in the White House? No. Until you just don't feel like it anymore? No. Until there's a pandemic? No, it says until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature. In other words, we can't take a break. There's too much work to be done. We get no breaks. There are too many lives that are depending on us, too many souls that are hanging in the balance for us to be taking a break. We're called to be ambassadors until. In a situation like the one we're currently in, the world needs us even more to be integrous ambassadors. People are afraid. People are discouraged. People are depressed. Now is not the time for us to be silent as we sit up in our houses social distance. And it's not the time for us to fall off the wagon and stop spending time with God and in His Word. Now is the time for us to step up. Now is the time for us to stand out and be who God has called us to be. Ambassadors, representatives of the kingdom. If Jesus were walking this earth right now, what do you think He'd be doing during this pandemic? Let's think about that. I'm pretty sure He would be out here still doing the work of the Lord in any way He could. He's wise, so He'd have His mask on, but He'd be working. Am I saying we should be in the hospitals, laying hands on COVID patients, putting ourselves at risk? No, what I'm saying is we should still be doing God's work in whatever way we can. And God gives us wisdom. And that wisdom should guide our decisions and our actions. You use wisdom to figure out, okay, how can I be an ambassador during this pandemic and this time of social distancing? What does that look like? You don't use the pandemic as an excuse or any other trial in life as an excuse or a reason why you can't do the work of the Lord. See, can I be real quick? Once the church is closed, a lot of us became useless. It's okay, you say ouch. A lot of Christians, we became useless, y'all. Because our faith has been tied to a building or to a Sunday morning service or to Wednesday night Bible study or to our pastor. And we didn't even realize it. But once we no longer have access to those things, we don't even know what to do. We feel lost and confused because we've been dependent on something or someone else to take the lead, to be the ambassador for us. Today, I'm challenging all of us, myself included, to stop waiting for someone else to lead the charge. Stop waiting on the service to stream on Sunday mornings. Stop waiting on your favorite out-of-town pastor to go live on Facebook. Stop waiting for the morning prayer calls throughout the week. You be the ambassador. You lead the charge. You bless the people who follow you on social media. We're stuck inside, but we have technology and social media, and it can be used for good, believe it or not. It's allowing churches all over the world to be able to reach the masses. See, the devil thought that he was doing something when he shut down the churches. But all he did was gave us the opportunity to open churches in our homes all across the world. What he meant for evil, God turned that thing around. Some of us, we just need to step outside of our little comfort zones. I know it's a strange time right now. It's a difficult time for some of us. It's an emotionally draining time. I know for me some days. And we just want to do whatever we can to make ourselves as comfortable as possible during this season. We don't have time to worry about other folks' well-being. We don't have time to check on our family and friends. We don't have time to be trying to be the salt and the light right now. We're trying to keep salt in the cabinet and the lights on in the house. We just want to be comfortable. But God didn't call us to be comfortable. He never said this walk would be one of comfort. As a matter of fact, He assured us on more than one occasion in His Word that we would have troubled times. He didn't call us to be comfortable. He called us to be bold ambassadors for the kingdom until. Until, man, that word, that's kind of intimidating when you think about it. But don't worry, because while being an ambassador is a lifelong commitment, it's a temporary assignment at the same time. Now, I know that don't make sense, huh? It actually does. It makes perfect sense. So it's an earthly life long assignment. But it's temporary because one day we'll receive a one-way ticket up out of here. So our assignment on earth will come to an end and we'll be able to return to our country of origin. So there's this one dude I know. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. Like, he's the perfect example of what it looks like to be a lifelong ambassador, even in troubled times. Y'all may know him. I don't know. Y'all may know him. He used to walk the streets with his homeboys. He went around helping people and being all salty. A lot of people didn't like him, though. They hated him, actually. But he just kept on healing folks and being an ambassador for the kingdom. He knew that ultimately he was going to be killed, murdered. But he just kept on working miracles and being an ambassador for the kingdom. You know, what's really messed up, one of his homeboys actually betrayed him. He gave him up. But he just kept on loving and being an ambassador for the kingdom. People even spat on him. You know it's serious when you clap your hands. They spat on him. That's the ultimate form of disrespect in my book. Like, you gonna catch these holy hands if you spit on me. Oh, but not this man. He just kept on forgiving and being an ambassador for the kingdom. Why? Because as an ambassador, he knew that this place he was assigned to was not his home. Yeah, he was sent to earth on assignment as a representative of the kingdom, but he knew his assignment was only temporary. He knew when it came to an end, he would go back home to his country of origin and be reunited with the one who sent him. And this is why we can still shout in the midst of troubled times. We don't have to shrink back. We don't have to dumb our spiritual selves down because we know that this is not our home. And one day, we're going to get up out of this place. Now, I'm sure by now y'all know the dude I'm talking about, right? It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Gotcha. He's the perfect example of being an ambassador in troubled times. Do you know that although Jesus spent 33 years on earth, he only spent 3 of those years as an ambassador? Now, my husband schooled me on this. I was like, oh, mind blown. It's true. Jesus did not start doing God's work until after he was baptized. I never even thought about it. He got baptized at the age of 30. He died at the age of 33. He did all that stuff in 3 years. Man. I was doing my research on ambassadors and I was wondering, I just wanted to know, like, how long when, you know, a country sends an ambassador to another country, how long do they stay there? So I looked it up and what a coincidence. I found out that they stay for about 3 years. Now, if Jesus isn't the perfect example of an ambassador, I don't know who is. So when things start looking down and your situation begins to take a turn for the worst and you don't know how you'll be able to maintain the strength to continue to hold up the bloodstained banner, look to the book and use Jesus as your example. He endured troubled times that I pray were far worse than anything we will ever experience. And if he can continue to represent the kingdom, even in those troubled times, you and I can do the same. Look to the book and use Jesus as your motivation. God bless you.
We've heard a word today about our mission. We have a master who sent us on a mission, gave us all the qualifications, told you what your credentials need to be in order to represent your true home. So we're asking this morning, if you'll reflect on what it is that God would have us be. You don't have to be who you are. None of us. Because people say, well, I love you, but I don't like what you're doing. Well, God loves us all, but doesn't like what we're doing. And so we have to come to God just as we are. We come to God to be fixed. And it's not like we get fixed one time and that's it. We get fixed every day. We wake up every day saying, I'm going to be a Christian today. And then after that, it gets hard. You know, you're on the way. So we're asking if there's someone who wants to know a master who has already died. You don't have to worry about the epidemic, the pandemic, or anything. There's nothing left for you to worry about. Been done. I think we heard that this morning. Been done in a way that we can't do it. So we're asking if there's anyone who would love to accept Christ as their Savior, please give a call. Call the church. Meet with a Christian friend. We'll be able to show you the way we came. That's the best we can do. We don't always walk this perfect way. And we want everybody to know that. God doesn't expect us to be perfect. He just expects us to be lambs. So we're asking for those who will to come.
Come unto Jesus.